It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. During an Instagram live event back in Yojo, June, the G.I. Joe brand team revealed a new name coming to the Classified series. So let's talk Scrap Iron. We still have a few more of these to get through before we start seeing digital renders, so let's keep this name-only reveal deep dive party going. Up next then, we have a character that the G.I. Joe brand team consisting of Emily and Lenny revealed to us during another Instagram live event back in Yojo June. We already looked at Grunt, one of the reveals that day, and the other character to drop was Scrap Iron. We also got a little more information about this one. Firstly, we were able to work out at the time that he was the previously leaked internal codeword listing, Dumas and Pet. We all assumed it would be an actual biological animal companion, but in actual fact it was just a prize point signifier when a figure comes with a large item that isn't a vehicle. In this case, it turned out to be Scrap Iron's massive rocket launcher, which was confirmed by Lenny himself on the stream. Now, I think we can all expect something pretty spectacular here. It sounds like there will be a level of articulation to this thing, and that really buzzes my berries. That's basically what we already know, so let's shift into more unknown territory. The original Scrap Iron is arguably his most iconic look, albeit with more subtle colours than his Sunbow model, but the general design is the same. The helmet and visor covering up the majority of a face that has seen some action, and a voice from the cartoon provided by Michael Bell that sounds like he's been smoking 60 a day for about 20 years.
No!
They leaned into his appearance under the helmet a little more in the 25th with a removable visor and showed off a very scarred face. So is this something we are likely to see for Classified? This I'm not too sure about. The scarring on the modern figures wasn't executed to perfection, shall we say, and I know they could do a phenomenal job with the sculpt this time around, but I wonder if one simple scar would suffice, much like his original figure. I could just as easily see them going with a molded helmet and visor for him, just to keep him mysterious. We shall see, I guess. As a kid, I had to enjoy Scrap Iron as a character in the Sunbow series at a distance. Even though the UK did get Scrap Iron in 1985 on Palatoy card, they also gave him a birthplace in the Action Force universe of Lima, Peru, something that the US card kept classified. Bar the arms and lower legs, which were reused from Airborne, the vintage figure had some very unique parts. I personally love the overall slash body armor torso design, and the deco of red and dark blue really goes well with the look. I could see them making a secondary that mimics that sculpt for sure, and hope they include the pouch and grenades. Of course, the majority of his loadout was the missile launcher, so they could include a few more fun accessories to the classified version, and I would hope the bats factor into this in some way, considering he was synonymous with them in the Sunbow universe. Maybe some random bat parts or tools to allow him to work on them for dio shots, etc. The pistol makes sense too, so throw that in there, and make the holster operational on his right thigh. I also like the thought of making the remote activator removable and compatible with a backpack port, so it looks like he's working on bats. Now, when it comes to other versions to mine from, we don't have a lot to work with. For one thing, he didn't get another figure until 2004 in the Valor vs. Venom Cobra Strike Team Urban Division 6-pack. He got a cool black and red deco, which does work for the character, I have to say. It was more or less the same vintage figure with different arms and legs. The following year, he got two figures, a comic cartoon deco repaint of that same version 2 figure in a comic 3-pack with Serpentor and Firefly. In the same year, he received a brand new design completely and veered so far from vintage that he almost became a new Iron Man villain. The single-carded DTC figure featured a more futuristic armor with huge shoulder pads and a brighter deco of blue, red, and light grey. The modern era shifted away from that new design with an appearance in the 2008 Extreme Conditions Arctic Assault Squad 7-pack. It was the first time we were able to see his face, and boy, was it messed up. Scarring and one white eyeball insinuated that messing around with dangerous anti-armor weapons was probably a tad dangerous.
No!
He did look great in that blue, black, and grey deco though, and this is certainly one homage I would like to see revisited in a repaint down the road. They continued the theme of two Scrap Irons a year with yet another comic pack inclusion, this time with Wild Bill and in his original deco, or close to it. The Rise of Cobra in 2009 also gave us two Scrap Irons, one in all black and a dark red vest with the Snake Tracks ATV, and one in a fresh grey and red deco with the Neo Viper and the Heat Seek missile system. The first of those two felt like an homage to the 2004 figure, so could very easily be a repaint option in the future. Out of all those versions, the Arctic figure makes the most sense for a future redo in the Classified series, but I wouldn't say no to a black and red if push came to rocket launcher. So, in conclusion, I fully expect a vintage version 1 style design and deco for this first Classified release. release and an awesome articulated rocket launcher system, but can see a few options for repaints in the future, and since the Bat joined the ranks, I could see Scrap Iron being given a wild colour scheme and dropped headfirst into the Python Patrol. That would be quite awesome, actually. So what do you guys think? Will his rocket launcher get a name? Will he get a removable visor so you can see just how bad he is at protecting his face? Could you see him joining the Python Patrol in the future? Let me know in the comments below. Okay then, I will catch you on the next one. Stay fresh, cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.